We'll start. Begin with prayer. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise. Amen. Today we read from Matthew chapter 8, the first four verses. When he came down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand, touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was gone. And Jesus said to him, See that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to a priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Are you sick? This is a common question asked this time of year. We ask it out of concern for our neighbor, yet sometimes we aren't asking it out of concern for our neighbor, but more out of concern for ourselves. Are you sick? Questions just as much saying, Oh, I'm very sorry that you're sick. It also is implying, though, you're sick. Get away from me. I don't want to be sick like you are. There must be something going around. Isn't there just something about the winter months that almost encourages sickness? This time of year, sickness lurks around every corner. I remember when I was living here in the dorm, just how easily sickness spreads. If your roommate has something, watch out. You're probably going to get the same thing he has. Even today, when I cough or I sneeze, my wife implores me, Are you sick? She knows this when I'm sick, and she's not so eager for a hug and a kiss. What's the sickest you've ever been? Is there a time of sickness that really sticks out to you? Perhaps you can think of a time when something was really wrong with your body. Maybe a hospital visit was required just because of how sick you were. When you are this desperately sick, all you want is to be healed. The sickness separates you. It separates you from the normal things of your life, the things you used to do, the things you used to eat, the places you used to go. You can't do these things that you once did because you are sick, you're injured, you're quarantined, you're bedridden. When you couldn't do these normal things because of your sickness, did you pray about it? Healing is out of our hands, and when we are sick, the great physician usually comes to mind. We pray because what else can we do? For instance, if you have a cold, you can take vitamin C, maybe some NyQuil. You can get plenty of rest. These things you do not guarantee instant success. Your sickness can go on indefinitely, throwing you into a helpless state of limbo. When this happens, all you can do is pray you get better. Once I separated my shoulder, it was only a little break, only one shoulder, but it's amazing what one little injury can do. I couldn't work without pain. Driving to school was a harder feat to accomplish. With my arm in a sling, even something as simple as writing became cumbersome. I was miserable and in pain. Everything was impossible to do. I prayed very often that the Lord would heal my shoulder and that things would go back to normal. Being helplessly sick, prayer was the answer. We have an example of this in our text. When he came down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. We see here that a leper came to Jesus looking to be healed. Leprosy was a plague that was common in New Testament times. If you thought your roommate's cold was contagious, it's nothing compared to what this guy had. The only roommate a leper had was more lepers. This sickness was very crippling and contagious. If you had it, you'd forget about your normal life. You were deemed to be unclean. You could take all the vitamin C in the world, and it would not help you. You wouldn't just miss a day of school. You'd be removed from society, exiled to a house of sickness, where everyone else is just as sick as you were, to spend the rest of your life sick, unless somehow you got better. Here came this very sick, desperate man seeking Jesus. He said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. He knew that if Jesus was willing, he would be healed. You and I are no different than this leper. There's something contagious going around here today. We are all struck with the sickness of sin. We are just as desperate as this man is. There's nothing we can do about our sickness. We are helpless. The medical field has come up with many remedies and cures for all kinds of sicknesses and diseases. We've come far in recent years, whereas some diseases would have definitely killed you a few decades ago, today they are harmless. But try as they might, mankind will never have a remedy for what ails all of us here today. There is no pill we can take, no chemotherapy treatment that can remove us from our sin. All of us here, our bodies riddled with this sin sickness, are separated. Just as leprosy separated the leper from society, so are we separated from God. We sinful creatures can't stand in the presence of the holy God. Our disease removes us from God, and that same disease cannot be removed. It is inoperable. The disease is so deeply embedded inside of us, we have 0% chance of getting better. All we have left is time. But God knows all things. He knew how sick we were, how crippled we were. He saw us in our weak and pathetic state, doomed to die of our sickness, and God showed us love. He sent Jesus, the great physician, to come and heal us. He sent his son to be the cure to all our ailments. By his perfect life and innocent death, he had the greatest cure in mind for you and me. How did Jesus respond to the leper when he came to him? Did he jump back and yell, "Get away from me, I don't want to be sick like you"? Jesus put out his hand, touched him, saying, "I'm willing, be cleansed." Immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. The leper had faith in Jesus. He knew that if Jesus wanted to heal him, he would be healed. Even though there is no cure for his sickness, Jesus could heal him. We can have the same confidence when we talk to Jesus. He is the mediator between God and us. When we pray, we should have the confidence of the leper, "Lord, if you are willing." We know that all Jesus has to do is give the word, and our prayer will be indeed answered. Jesus can do anything. He wants to hear our prayers, whether we are praying about a physical infirmity or anything else. We should have the confidence in the fact that he will answer our prayers. Sometimes he answers yes. He simply is willing, and it is done. Sometimes the answer is not yet. Or even sometimes the answer is the same response the Apostle Paul got, "My grace is sufficient for you." He knows what is best for us, and in his perfect knowledge, he will answer you. We have confidence when we pray to Jesus. We know that he will answer our prayer. What was that time that was the sickest you've ever been? How did that get resolved? Jesus answered your prayer of sickness in one way or another, either a yes, a no, or a not yet. When I injured my shoulder, I got a not yet. But we are all sick with sin. How did he solve that one? He healed us all when he died on the cross for us. He sacrificed himself so that you could be healed. He knew the only way we would overcome our illness was him, living a perfect and holy life so that he could fulfill the law for all of us. He knew that he needed to die so we could become sons and daughters of God. Where once we were infected with sin, it has now been replaced with the righteousness of Christ. We come to him in our time of need, and he heals us. We have a very great need of a Savior from sin, and Jesus forgives our sins. He can heal our bodies, but more importantly, he has healed your souls. And now we can look forward to eternal life with him in heaven. He indeed is our great physician. What is the prescription for our sin sickness? The grace of God, take daily. He has healed us. God be praised. Amen. Today we close with hymn 532.